平安，时常与我们各位亲爱的兄姐们和长辈们同在。
Hallelujah, may the grace, peace of Lord Jesus be with the seniors and brothers and sisters.
最近我们读经的进度来到了以西结书。
Our recent Bible study reading is at the book of Ezekiel.
所以今天早上我们用以西结蒙召来做我们互相勉励的一个题目。
So today, this morning, the mutual encouragement for the topic will be the calling of Ezekiel.
以西结书里面有一个主题。
In the book of Ezekiel, there is a theme.
就是荣光离开了神的圣殿。
So the glorious light has left the temple of God.
当所大卫要建一个圣殿给神的时候。
When David wanted to build a temple for the Lord,
因为他看到说我自己住在皇宫里面，那神的约柜却在会幕一个帐篷里面。
So since he was living in the palace and the Ark of the Covenant is in the tent.
对tabernacle.
The tabernacle.
那也是 tent 哈。那他就说要为神来做一座。雄伟的圣殿。
So he wanted to build a glorious church for the Lord.
虽然神没有允许大卫来建造。
Although God did not allow David to build the temple.
因为他手流了很多敌人的血。
Because he has shed much blood.
让他的儿子所罗门来完成这项工作。
The son, King Solomon will continue this work.
这件事情是让神得到很大的喜悦。
So this issue has bring forth delight to God.
神也祝福他们。
And God blessed them.
神也应许要跟以色列人同在。
And God promised to be with the Israelites.
如果有人在这个圣殿祷告，那神要垂听这个人的祷告。
Anyone who pray in this temple, God shall listen to them.
这个是神的名在世上的一个居所。
So this is the name of God where God dwells in this place.
但是在以西结的这个时代，却是神的荣光要离开了这个圣殿。
So in the era of Ezekiel, the glorious light have left the temple.
所以在以西结书的一个查考里面
，in the study of the book of Ezekiel，
在学习，我们在阅读，在思考以西结书的时候，我们要找到这个主题。
As we study and examine the book of Ezekiel, we have to find this theme.
为什么神的荣光会离开圣殿？
Why did the glorious light of the Lord has left the temple?
其实这个是在第十章哈。
In fact, this is found in chapter 10.
今天十号嘛，今天是第十章。
Today is chapter 10 because it's 10 of June.
好，那我们今天如果你早上已经读过了，或者是晚上回家要读都没关系。
If maybe you have written in the morning or you are intending to read it tonight, it's okay.
但是你今天如果读第十章的话，你就会看到神的荣光、荣耀离开了圣殿。
If you were to read chapter 10, you will realize the glory departs from the temple.
那神的荣耀代表的就是神的同在。
The glory represents the presence of God.
本来明明神应许说会跟他们同在在这个地方。
In fact, God has promised to be with them in this place.
但是现在实际上的他就要离开了。
But in fact, now the glory departs from the temple.
这对神的百姓来说是一个很大的损失。
So this is a great loss to the Israelites.
那在以西结书里面，我们在看的时候，我们可以找到答案。
As we read Ezekiel, we can find the answer.
那甚至可以看到以后神还要再次的兴起以色列。
And we can subsequently read that God once again will revive Israelites.
但是我们现在回到以西结书的第一章和第二章哈。
But now we shall come back to the Ezekiel chapter 1 and 2.
这个是以西结先知被蒙选召的一个过程。
That is the process of the prophet Ezekiel, how he was called.
我们来看一章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 1.
当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。好，这边讲到以西结，他是三十年，其实就是他三十岁的时候。
here it mentions that the 30th year, meaning that Ezekiel was at his 30s.
哦，这个他是一个被掳的人呐、啊，被掳到国外的人，从以色列被掳了。
He was among the captives.
哦，在外国的地方得，在被掳的人中得见了这个异象。
And he was among the captives, and he saw this vision.
哦，在加勒底人之地啊，就是在巴比伦那边。
And in the rivers of Chaban that is in Babylon.
好，那看到什么异象呢
？So what did he see？
啊、哦，第一章里面他主要看到两个，有看到四活物以及穹苍之上。这个宝座就是神的宝座。
And he sees the four living creatures and the throne of God.
哦，这以西结书里面所记载的这个四活物啊、其实也是那个啊、启示录里面所记载的四活物。
So, the four living creatures that was recorded in Ezekiel is the same that was recorded in the book of Revelation.
哦，你看到他们各有的脸面是狮、牛、人，还有鹰。
So we can see their faces. That is a lion,
牛
the cow,
啊、人
the man,
还有鹰飞鹰
eagle.
哦，之前几个月前哈、哦，我们有用这几个活物的脸面形象来描述主耶稣的一个工作。
A few months ago, we have described the work of Lord Jesus likened to the faces of this.
哦，也是给我们的一个效法，我们也是要像这有狮牛人鹰这几种形状的一个服饰。
So there's something that we can emulate, like the beings of the lions, the ox, and the man and the eagle.
哦，这个其实是神对人的一个期待。
So in fact, this is the expectations of God towards man.
哦，所以为什么后来神的灵、神的荣光要离开神的百姓
？So why did the glory of God depart from the nation?
其实不是神先离开他的百姓。
In fact, it is not God who wanted to leave them initially.
而是神的百姓他们离开了神。
Rather, it is the nations that have left God.
他们的心、他们的行为都离开了神。
Their hearts and their actions have left God.
和神的律法。
And the law of God.
我们看这个四活物有一个很特别的地方。
We shall look at the special characteristic of the four living creatures.
一章的二十节。
Chapter 1, verse 20.
灵往哪里去，活物就往那里去。好。
Wherever the spirit wanted to go, they went.
好，所以这个活物跟灵有这个关系啊。
So the living creatures has a
就是说跟这个 spirit 有一个 relation.
Has this relation with the spirit?
啊，这个灵指的就是神的灵。
So this spirit refers to the spirit of God.
那我们发现这个活物跟神的灵很亲近。
So the four living creatures in fact have a very close relationship with the spirit.
灵往哪里去，或者灵想要往哪里去，活物就跟上，马上的就往那边那个方向前进。
So wherever the spirit wanted to go, they will go as well.
哦，这个就是神今天对我们的一个期待。
This is the expectations of God towards us today.
哦，今天神把他的圣灵赐给了我们。
Today God has given us the Holy Spirit.
我们有没有想过，圣灵啊，你到底要往哪里去
？Have you ever wondered, Holy Spirit, where do you want to go?
神啊，你在我生命当中，你想要看到的是什么
？God, what is it that in my life you want to see?
我们有没有去想过
？Have we ever pondered in this?
甚至我们知不知道灵要往哪里去
？To the point that do we know where the Spirit is going?
我们看不到圣灵吗
？We cannot see the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是肉眼看不见的。
With our naked eyes, we can't see the Holy Spirit.
那你怎么知道圣灵要往哪里去
？So how do we know where the Holy Spirit wants to go?
好，但是在这个意象里面，以西结他非常的清楚，他是用看到的，灵要往哪里去，四活物就往那里去。
So in this vision, Ezekiel saw very clearly wherever the Spirit wanted to go, the spirit of the living creatures was there.
这个告诉我们什么？
So what did this tell us?
如果今天我们要像四活物一样的服事
So if today we want to serve like the four living creatures,
首先我们要知道这个灵要往哪里去啊。
First of all, we have to know where is the spirit heading.
其次我们要顺服，要愿意跟上去啊。
And we have to be willing to follow up.
啊， 今天为什么我们不知道灵要往哪里去？
Today, why is it that we do not know where the spirit is heading to?
很有可能因为我们的心不在这个方面。
And the main reason is our heart is not there.
我们的心总是在生活、在工作、在其他很多世界上的东西上面。
Our heart is with the living matters in the livelihood of our own affairs.
所以我们没有时常去想说，到底神期望或者是喜欢我们的生活是怎么样。
We did not ask what exactly God wants us, what we want in our life.
其实我们人跟神的关系以前现在都一样。
In fact, our relationship with God is from past to now is the same.
如果一个人愿意亲近神，神就亲近他。
If a man is willing to draw close to God, God shall draw close to him.
如果今天我们愿意顺服圣灵的带领，
If we are submissive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
时常思考神的事情,
and ponder over the words and the matters of God,
圣灵一定会愿意带领我们。
Surely the Holy Spirit will lead us.
圣灵借着神的话会指教我们应当行走的道路。
The Holy Spirit through the words of God will guide us in the way that we should go.
但是如果我们很不愿意，不是很愿意,
However, if we are unwilling,
不是很用心,
we are not using our hearts.
对，那我们会发现其实圣灵要往哪个方向去我们不知道。
So we will not be sensitive to where the Holy Spirit is leading us.
我们也没有办法跟上。
And we are not able to catch up.
所以其实以西结书的一开始，神就让以西结看到一个完美的服事，还有说看到神对人一个期待。
So in the beginning of the book of Ezekiel, God has allowed Ezekiel to see the complete serving of for Ezekiel and the expectations of God towards us.
再来，以西结看到了穹苍以上，看到穹苍和穹苍以上，第二十二节。开始，二十二节的开始。
So Ezekiel also see the likeness of the firmaments.
好，那这边有蛮多描述的哈，然后我们把两，我们特别提两件。
There's descriptions here. There's two things that we will mention.
好，二十六节说，在他们头以上的穹苍之上有宝座的形象。好，那仿佛蓝宝石，在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状。
And above the firmament over the heads was the likeness of a throne in appearance like a sapphire stone.On the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it.
所以在这个活物上面有穹苍。
So above the living creatures, there's this firmament.
在穹苍之上还有一个宝座。
So above this firmament, there is the throne.
很美的宝座。
A very beautiful throne.
蓝宝石的宝座。
A sapphire stone.
在上面有一位坐着。
And,
宝座上有一位哈。
Someone is there sitting in the throne.
好，那他有听到声音呢。
And that is a sound.
好，二十四节说，像大水的声音。他说，活物行走的时候，听见翅膀的声音，像大水的声音，也像全能者的声音。
So when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of Almighty, a tumult like the noise of the army.
好，所以在以西结第一章，他在异象里面，他。虽然他没有看清楚神，但是他亲近了神。
So in the visions of Ezekiel, he did not see clearly of God, but he has since
看到他没有他没有看到很清楚说神到底长得怎么样。
He did not see exactly how God looks like.
因为人没有办法看见神。
So because man is unable to see God.
那其实神是灵啊，他也不是一个肉体的一个有一个。怎么讲？有个物质的形状。
Because God is in spirits, there is no physical form that we can see God.
但是神，他最主要，他有荣光。
But God, the main thing that we can see is glorious light.
二十八节最后面说，这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。
So in verse 28, here says, "This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord."
好，所以他在亲近神的时候，他发现有三件事情啊。这从这边我们可以看到。
So as Ezekiel was drawing near to God, there was three matters.
神有荣耀。
God has this glorious.
神有宝座。
God has this throne.
这个宝座在穹苍之上。
This throne is above the firmament.
穹苍就是天嘛，哈。
Firmament is referring to the sky.
那有人就说，那穹苍是不是外太空啊？
Some say, is it of the outer space?
有两个外太空人啊。
There's two astronauts.
有一个外太空人哈，他就上到了外太空去了。
So there's this astronauts that went up to the space.
那就说外太空空空的，什么都没有。
So in this is this space everything is empty, vast.
证明没有神。
So this proves that there is no God.
啊，你看穹苍这边说穹苍之上面有神，结果我上去什么都没有，没有看到宝座。
So above the firmament there is nothing.
那有另外一个外太空人。
So another astronaut.
他也是上去外太空啊。
And he went to the outer space.
但是他看到宇宙的这么大。
And he has witnessed the vastness of this universe.
看到地球这么美。
And he has seen the beauty of the earth.
哇，他说有神。
And he say, yes, there is God.
一定有神啊。
Surely there is God.
才能够创造这么美的宇宙。
And this God has created such a beautiful universe.
哦，所以说以西结在这边看到穹苍以上的宝座，这个是在灵里面。
So when Ezekiel saw the throne above the firmament is in the vision.
不是说神的宝座真的是一个物质的浮在外太空当中啊，不是这样子。
It's not to say that he has physically seen the throne of floating in the space.
但是神是实在存在的。
But we know that God truly exists.
因为他有荣耀。
Because that is glory.
好，那在这边又讲到说神的声音，全能者的声音，像什么大水的声音。
So it says the voice of the Almighty is likened to the noise of many waters.
也是一个威严的声音。
That is the sound of
majesty. 对。那对以西结来说，他亲近了神，这是给他一个很深刻属灵的体验。
So as Ezekiel draw near to God, he has a very deep spiritual experience.
今天我们所敬拜的神，虽然眼睛看不到。
Today the God we worship, although we cannot see him by our naked eyes,
手摸不到。
Our hands can't touch.
但是他是实在存在的。
But he truly existed.
而且他是活着的。
And in fact, he is living.
也就是说，我们可以体验到的。
And to say that we can experience him.
哦，所以以西结他服事的一开始，其实他有很深刻体会到神。
The beginning of Ezekiel's servitude, he has truly experienced God.
我相信我们每一个人也可以有体会到神的时候。
I believe each and every one of us can experience God.
不一定是借着一个异象。
Not necessarily through seeing a vision.
但是如果一个人愿意亲近神，
If a person is willing to come near to God,
绝对会体会到这位又真又活的神。
Surely he shall experience this true and living God.
一定会体会到。
Surely he will experience it.
因为他是活的。
Because God is a living God.
好，那在这边说到他的声音，全能者的声音像大水的声音。
He says, the voice of the Almighty is likened to the noise of the many waters."
哦，这也是告诉我们一个怎么讲神的特质啊。
Here is the characteristic of the Lord.
哦，所以今天我们在祷告的时候
，So in our prayers today.
好，我们讲哈利路亚。
When we say Hallelujah,
我们祈求圣灵。
We pray for the Holy Spirit.
得到圣灵之后
，After we receive the Holy Spirit,
神的灵自动来感动我们的舌头，说出方言。
The Spirit of God moved us and we spoke in tongues.
有时候我们想说，哎呀，神啊，你怎么用这个方式啊
？Sometimes we wonder why did God use this method?
为什么要用方言哈来证明说，哎，一个人得到圣灵呢？
Why must it be the proof by speaking in tongues?
不可以有更其他的方式吗？
Can't there be another way?
好像摩西啊，他跟神见面，结果他脸就发光了。
Just like Moses when Moses met God to see the light of God.
那为什么得到圣灵不是脸发光，而是讲灵言呢？
So when I receive the Holy Spirit, why is it not my face shine, but rather I speak in tongues?
甚至有些那个慕道者第一次来都被吓到。
In fact, some of the truth seeker when they first come, they will be frightened by the prayer we have.
可能我们会有这样子的一个疑问啊。
Perhaps we have such questions.
好，但是 这个就是这个是神的有神的主权嘛，当然他可以决定这样子。
Because this is God's sovereignty, he has this right.
当然也是神的智慧。
And this is God's wisdom.
也是神的大能。
And his almightiness.
其实在旧约里面已经给我们看到，其实神的声音是什么？众水的声音。
In fact, in the Old Testament, the sound of God is likened to many waters.
其实所以你发现，当我们很多人一起祷告的时候
，So when we witness a lot of people were praying，
甚至被圣灵充满祷告大声的时候
，And those were filled with the Holy Spirit when they are praying loudly，
它听起来就是众水的声音。
So it would be sound like many waters，
不是人的声音
，It's not of humans，
而是神的声音。
But it's other from God，
因为我们的灵言方言，这个是圣灵在替我们祷告。
Because when we praying speaking tongues， this is the Spirit praying for us，
按照神的意思在替我们祷告。
According to God's will, the Holy Spirit pray for us.
所以以西结书第一章这边看到我们，这边看到以西结他体验到神。
So in chapter 1 here it says that Ezekiel experienced God.
看到了这个四活物。
And he has seen these four living creatures.
看到了穹苍上面宝座，还有神的荣耀。
And he has seen the above the firmaments and the thrones above it.
那神给以西结看到这个意象。
And God allowed Ezekiel to see this vision.
神让以西结有这个体验。
God allowed Ezekiel to have such experience.
接下来神要以西结去工作。
Next, God wants Ezekiel to work.
我们看第二节。
Let's read chapter 2.
第二章，对。一节哈。
Verse 1.
我一看见就俯伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音，他对我说，人子啊，你站起来，我要和你说话。二节，他对我说话的时候，灵就进入我里面，使我站起来，我便听见那位对我说话的声音。好，在这边看到神对以西结说话。
Here we can see that God is talking to Ezekiel.
当以西结看到这么伟大的意象的时候
，So when Ezekiel saw such a great vision，
很自然的，他就是俯伏在地。
And very naturally, he prostrate on the floor.
这是人自然的反应。
This is the natural way of man.
当我们认识到了神的荣美、神的伟大
，And when we know the glorious and the almightiness of God，
人一定会谦卑下来啊。
Surely man will humble down.
一定是俯伏在地啊。
Surely he will prostrate on the floor.
今天为什么一个人很骄傲的仰头来问说：“神啊，你为什么这么做？”
Why today man is so proud and ask God, why did you do such thing?
因为人不认识神。
Because man fails to understand God.
不了解神的荣耀。
They do not understand the glory of God.
所以当以西结他一看到，哇，神这么伟大。
When Ezekiel saw the greatness of God,
很自然他就是俯伏在地。
And very naturally he fell on his face.
那这边神跟他说啊。
So here God spoke to him.
他说，人子啊，你站起来，我要和你说话。
He says, "Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak to you."
首先神称呼他为人子。
God addressed him as son of man.
也就是一个人呐、
啊。That is a man.
也是在怎么讲？就是说提醒以西结，也是让以西结有这个认知，他是一个人。
And this is to remind Ezekiel that he is only a human being.
他是受造之物。
And he is a created living being.
他现在在全能者面前。
Now before him is the creator.
虽然以西结他只是一个人。
Although Ezekiel is a mere man.
虽然他跟神比较起来是微不足道的。
As compared to God, he is nothing.
但是神没有看清他。
But God did not belittle him.
神跟以西结说，你站起来，我要和你说话。
God spoke to him and said, stand on your feet and I will speak to you.
一个人是不配站在神面前的。
A man is unworthy to stand before God.
一个人只能在神面前跪拜而已。
A man can only kneel before God.
但是神却告诉以西结说，你站起来，我要和你说话。
But God spoke to Ezekiel, stand on his feet and he shall speak to him.
所以这边我们看到的是神对属于他的人甚至是一个尊重啊。
So now today we see that when God spoke to someone that belongs to him, he also respect him.
好，我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的十二章。
Gospel according to John, chapter 12.
十二章啊，第二十六节。
Verse 26.
这边主耶稣说的哈。
This is spoken by our Lord Jesus.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Verse 26, if anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
好， 在以西结第一章看到说神很伟大嘛， 哈。
So in Ezekiel chapter 1, we see the greatness of God.
这么伟大的一位神居然尊重以西结。
Such an almighty God has honored Ezekiel.
这么伟大的神也会 也愿意来尊重我们。
Such an almighty God is willing to honor us.
如果我们侍奉神呢， 就是侍奉主耶稣， 也就是侍奉神呢。
If we are willing to serve the Lord Jesus, that is to serve God.
我们侍奉他， 他要尊重我们。
If we serve him, he shall honor us.
他重视我们的服侍。
He highly esteems our service.
甚至要跟我们分享他的荣耀。
And in fact, he wants to share this glory with us.
这是多么大的一个恩典。
This is such a great blessing.
这么伟大的神。
Such a great God.
我们这么渺小。
We are so minute.
我们这么微不足道。
And we are insignificant.
但是他却愿意来尊重我们。
But yet he is willing to honor us.
甚至愿意使他的灵帮助我们。 来跟我们同工。
And that God is willing to use his spirits to guide us in his work.
所以他跟以西结说， 站起来，
and
我要跟你说话。
He told Ezekiel, stand on your feet and I will speak to you.
以西结没有办法站起来。
Ezekiel was unable to stand up.
一直到灵进到他的里面， 让他有力量站起来。
To the point that the spirit entered him, that he is able to stand on his feet.
那 能够让神尊重， 来做神的工， 是一个很大的福气。
To be honored by God and to serve God is the greatest blessing.
但是这个工作不简单啊。
But this work indeed is not easy.
神要以西结去做的工作不简单啊。
The work that God wants Ezekiel to do is not a simple task.
很辛苦啊。
That is very suffering.
不是什么好差事啊。
It's not a good thing.
第六节。 二章的六节，
Chapter 2 verse 6，
人子啊，虽然有荆棘和蒺藜在你那里，你又住在蝎子中间，总不要怕他们。就是说他要去做的事情是很辛苦的。
So he was sent to do something that he will encounter problems.
他要把神的话来告诉当时候的以色列百姓。
He has to deliver the message of God to the Israelites.
当时候的以色列百姓是怎么样呢？
So how would the Israelites liken to?
好，我们看三节和四节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 3 and 4.
他对我说，人子啊，我差你往悖逆的国民以色列人那里去，他们是悖逆我的。 他们和他们的祖宗违背我直到今日。第四节，这众子面无羞耻，心里刚硬。我差你往他们那里去，你要对他们说，主耶和华如此说。所以他的工作，一个先知的工作，就是传神的话语。
So the job of the prophet is to preach the message of God.
他的工作就是说，去到以色列百姓那边，告诉他们说，神怎么说。
So his job is to go to the Israelites and to tell them how God has sent him.
这个不简单啊，神说好像有荆棘，有蒺藜，甚至是在蝎子中间呢。
So this is not simple, it's because he is amongst the thorns and in fact also the scorpions.
他们说到这些以色列百姓，他们是怎么样的？
So how did this describe the Israelites?
这个是神给他们的评价。
So this is the evaluations by God.
人看人有时候看不准啊。
So when man judge man, it can be a wrong judgment.
但是神看人绝对不会看错啊。
So when God looks into a man, it's to surely be
wrong. 因为人看外表， 神是看人的心嘛。
Because man looks judged by appearance, but God looks inside the
heart. 神看这些人， 他们是怎么样的？ 有三个。
So how did God evaluate these people?
悖逆。
They are rebellious.
无羞耻。
They are impudent.
心里刚硬。
Their hearts are hardened.
这个是当时候以色列百姓的一个情况。
So this is the situations where the Israelites were likened to.
他们不是外邦人啊。
They are not the Gentiles.
他们不是没有神律法的人啊。
They are not someone who do not know the law of God.
他们是神所拣选，神所爱， 体会到很多神恩典的人啊。
They are the chosen people of God, and they have experienced great blessings from the Lord.
但是他们却是悖逆、无羞耻、心里刚硬。
They are rebellious nations and impudent and stubborn.
好，所以最后神的灵、神的荣耀离开以色列啊。
So therefore, the glory of God left the temple.
不是神要离开他们。
It's not that God wants to leave them.
而是他们。被违背神了，远离了神了。
Because they have rebelled against God and have drift away from God.
甚至他们在远离神的时候，这么不好的时候，神还爱他们。
So in the times when they were drifted, God loved them so much.
神还是继续差派他的先知、他的工人去找他们。
God continued to send his prophets to send message to them.
这个是神的爱啊。
So this is the love of God.
好。我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
第七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7.
25节。
Jeremiah 7:25.
好像26节。
To 26.
25节，自从你们列祖出埃及地的那日，直到今日，我差遣我的仆人众先知到你们那里去。每日从早起来差遣他们，26，你们却不听从，不侧耳而听，竟应着景象行恶，比你们列祖更甚。在这边神他借着耶利米先知，或者借着以西结先知，借着很多的先知，常常差派他的先知去警告，去提醒百姓啊。
So God here sends his prophets Jeremiah or Ezekiel to often remind and warn the people.
神不是想要离开以色列。
God did not want to leave the Israelites.
神并不想要离开他的选民。
God did not want to leave the chosen nation.
甚至在他的选民悖逆、无羞耻、心里刚硬的时候，神还是爱他们。
To the extent that when they were rebellious, when they are impudent and hard-hearted, God still wants to send.
神继续差派他的工人去提醒他们，去警戒他们。
Continue to send his workers to remind the people.
这个是神的爱啊。
This is the love of God.
人不信实，神违背神的约的时候，神还是信实的，神还是慈爱的。
So when the man has rebels against God, but God is faithful and he is full of love.
神的荣光离开圣殿不是一两天造成的。
So when the glory of God left the temple, is not it doesn't happen overnight.
而是真的人已经悖逆太久了。
But true enough that man has rebelled against God for such a long time.
最后神只好离开。
And to the point where God has when the glory left.
但是就算他离开之后，以后还要再兴起。
But even after God, the glory of God left in the later part, God will revive.
哦，代表神的慈爱真的是永远长存啊。
So the love of God is everlasting.
好，我们看以色列百姓。
We look at the Israelites.
悖逆、无羞耻、心里刚硬。
So they were rebellious, they were impudent, and also hard-hearted.
对，好。那今天我们要怎么样？
So what are we today?
我们今天就是要相反嘛。
We have to be on the contrary.
好，就是悖逆，相反就是要敬畏神啊。
So the contrary of rebellious will be to fear God.
一个悖逆神的，你今天有神的律法，这个圣经。
We have the law of God that is the Bible.
今天交给我们了，这个神要我们这么做。
When God has given this to us, and God wants to do this.
一个悖逆神的人，他就照他自己喜欢做的，不按照神的话去行。
A rebellious person will do according to his own way, but not according to God's way.
但是我们不要这样子。
But we shall not be like him.
我们要敬畏神。
We have to fear God.
顺从神的话。
To be submissive to the words of God.
再来，他说无羞耻啊，面无羞耻。
And next is impudent.
难道反过来就是要有羞耻吗？
So on the contrary, that is we have to have conscience.
什么？Conscience 也是啦，就是有 shame 嘛，哈。
Yeah, we have to have this.
Yes, conscience 也很好，非常好，良心的哈。就是说，什么叫做无羞耻
？What is impudent？
或者是 no shame 哈？就是说，当你做了一件羞耻的事情
，When one has committed a shameful thing，
哦，你不觉得它是什么
？Maybe you don't feel anything。
反过来，甚至觉得很骄傲。
On maybe you feel, in fact, you were proud of it.
好，好像什么？如果看今天的社会
，just like when we look at the society today.
哦，同性恋。
homosexual,
或者一些不道德的事情
or some immoral act,
违背神的事情
that is against the law of God.
这个在圣经里面来看，我们知道它是羞耻的。
So in the point of in the view of the Bible, this is impudent.
甚至以前的人，在上一代的人也知道这个是羞耻的。
In fact, in the older generation, this is impudent.
因为这本来就是羞耻的事情。
Because this is such a shameful act.
神在造人的时候，放到我们心中有个良心，让你知道说这个是羞耻的事情。
So when God created man, God has given us a conscience and something that is shameful.
但是一个人他背逆神。
But when a person rebels against God,
违背神。
And go against God.
走到后面就是变成没有羞耻了。
So the end of the way is impotent.
也就是不觉得自己做的这是什么不好啊。
And they don't feel anything, any wrong that they have done.
那就是第三个就是心理刚硬啊，所以他没有办法回头啊。
So the third thing is hard-hearted. They are unable to turn back.
所以反过来要怎么样？我们要心里柔软啊。
So on the contrary, we have to have a soft heart.
我们做错了。要能够回头。
When we have committed sins, we have to turn back.
做错了要有羞耻心啊。
So after, if we have done something wrong, we have to feel shameful.
昨天晚上我们讲那个什么，那个爱多赦免也多嘛，那个有罪的女人来到主耶稣这边。
So yesterday we mentioned that love more and your sins be forgiven more.
这个有罪的女人，她也知道自己有罪啊。
So this woman who has sins and she also knew that she has sinned.
别人也知道她有罪啊。
And others know that she is a sinful woman.
照着主耶稣，照着神的律法来看，她就是有罪啊。
According to Lord Jesus and to the law, she is a sinful person.
为什么她最后能够得到主耶稣的赦免？
And why in the end, in the end she has the forgiven of the Lord Jesus?
为什么最后面得到平平安安的回去？
So why in the end she safely left the place?
因为她有羞耻心啊。
Because she has this repentant heart.
她来到主耶稣这边哭啊。
She came to Lord Jesus with tears.
流泪啊。
With tears.
这个就是羞耻心。
So this is with a repentful heart.
有时候我们做错事情啊。
Sometimes when we commit sin,
或者是做得不好,
or we did not do a good job,
我们就跟主耶稣说啊,
so we tell the Lord Jesus,
主耶稣你很慈爱啊, 你就赶快原谅我一下就好了。
Lord, you are such a merciful God, just quickly forgive me.
你看那个人做得比我更不好, 你都原谅他了。
Look at the other person, he has done a greater wrong, you have already forgiven me.
我这个只是小小的不好而已了。
Mine is such a small thing.
没有什么了，主耶稣你赶快原谅就好了。
It's not a big issue, Lord, please quickly forgive me.
我们不应该这样子啊。
We should not have such attitude.
我们也不是说一定要流泪了，但是你一定要有一个觉得自己要自责的心嘛，你要在神面前悔改啊。
Not necessarily you have to cry, but rather you must have a remorseful heart.
其实这个就是一个肉心啊。
So this is a heart of flesh,
而不是一个石头的心啊。
It's not a heart of stone.
一个石头的心，它没有办法悔改。因为它很硬。
A heart of stone is unable to repent because it's very hot.
它是一个肉心，它就可以。
But the heart of flesh is possible.
所以以西结他去面对的是这些悖逆无羞耻、心理刚硬的。
So Ezekiel is facing the rebellious nations, the impudent and the hard-hearted nation.
以西结是他不是去讲他的话，他是去讲神的话。
Ezekiel is not going there to deliver his own message, rather to deliver God's message.
而且是全能神的话。
To deliver the almightiness of God.
这些人会不会听？
Will these people listen to him?
我们看回来以西结书二章哈。
Let's come back to Ezekiel chapter 2.
二章第七节。
Verse 7.
这边神就先告诉以西结了。
So God told Ezekiel first.
他们或听或不听，你只管将我的话告诉他们，他们是极其悖逆的。第八节。
Verse 8.
人子啊，要听我对你说的话，不要悖逆。像那悖逆之家，所以这一章里面神讲了以色列人好几次悖逆啊。
So in this chapter, God has mentioned the nation as rebellious.
那已经告诉以西结了，你去很有可能他们不听啊，因为他们极其悖逆啊。
When he sends Ezekiel, God has already forewarned him that they may not listen.
但是你还是要去。
But yet you have to go.
你还是要讲。
You have to speak.
因为或多或少，可能也有一些会听的。
Perhaps some may listen.
就算他们都不听。
Even to the point that if they do not listen,
you have to speak.
还是要讲。
所以 神的工人他的工作到底是什么？
So God's servants, what is exactly his job?
不是说总共有几个人悔改啊。
It's not to say how many people in total repented.
你如果看圣经里面呢，你如果要照今天公司的做法啊，算业绩啊，那神的工人没有什么，对吧？都做得不好啊。
So if you were to use the corporate world as to see the results, the workers of God has not done a good job.
挪亚他方传义道的挪亚哈。
So when Noah preached during his time,
传了几百年呢。
He preached for several years.
就除了自己家里面，除了自己家里面的人，其他没有一个人来听啊，没有一个人来信啊。
Apart from
没有一个人跟他进方舟啊。
Apart from his own immediate family, none of the people enter with him into the ark.
以西结、耶利米都一样啊。
Ezekiel, Jeremiah, they are all the same.
但是神跟他们说，你只管讲。
But God told them, you have to speak.
他不听或不听，你就是讲，要把我的话告诉他们。
Whether they hear or whether they refuse, you have to pass the message.
因为像我们刚刚说的，这个是神对百姓的爱。
Because just like what I have mentioned, this is the love of God towards the
nation. 虽然现在百姓不可爱，
although the nations are not lovable,
但是神还是爱他们。
But God still loves them.
还是多给他们机会。
Still give them chance.
还是希望他们能够回头。
And God is still hopeful that they will
come back. 所以他还是派他的先知去。
That's why God sent his prophet.
所以对这个先知来说。对这个先知来说
so to this prophet,
其实他就是神爱人的一个工具。
In fact, he is the vehicles from God's love man.
今天这个人愿不愿意接纳神的这份恩典？
Today, is man willing to accept this grace?
这个人他可以决定。
This person can decide.
但是我们已经决定好了要做神的工具，把他的恩典带到。
But today we have already decided to be his tools, his speakers to do the job.
那以西结他就是这样子。
Ezekiel is like this.
照做啊。
He did according to what God has mentioned.
这个其实是我们今天对我们侍奉要有的一个了解。
So this is something that we have to understand if we were to serve.
我们今天所做的。
The things that we do.
我们今天所能够做，所能够帮助人的，所能够带给人的，不是我们自己。
So the things that we are able to do, able to bring to man is not for ourselves.
而是神的恩典和神的爱。
Rather, it is the grace of God and the love of God.
最近在跟一位慕道者来聊天哈。
Recently, I was having a chat with this truth seeker.
那我就问他了，就说啊，你对我们教会的教义啊、洗礼啊、一些其他的道理啊，有没有什么问题
？So I asked him, do you have any questions towards the church doctrine like baptism?
那他就说，哎呀。我有去特别研，就是说看你们的洗礼，我觉得都很好，非常非常正确。
And he mentions that I have studied into the baptisms, and in fact everything is done very accurately.
好，那我就说了，你也慕道几年了哈，那有没有什么在阻挡你啊，来受洗的
？I asked him, you have seek the truth for a few years. Is there any hindrance that is hindering you from becoming a believing God？
因为你都说很对，很好啊。
Because you have also agreed that it's good and is correct.
你如果说它不对不好，那你不洗礼这个很正常嘛，哈。
Unless you say that it's incorrect, if you don't get baptized, then this is very normal.
那他就说了。
And then he says,
他年纪也蛮大的。
In fact, he was quite advanced in age.
他说，他一生，就不是说一生，他这么多年以来，他不管加入什么团体，那他都会想一件事情。
Throughout all these years, no matter what kind of organization he joined, he will have this question.
他很想说，我能够为这个团体带来什么？
He will ask, what can I bring forth towards this organization?
所以他在社会上，他有做很多的义工，有参加很多的团体，都有做，在那些团体里面都有很重要的职位，也有很多的一个贡献。
So in the worldly organizations, he has very important status and also contributed a lot.
那他就说，在教会里面没觉得说他很难做到什么贡献呢？
In fact, to his church, he felt that he is very hard for him to contribute.
因为他道理又不懂。
He doesn't know the truth.
又不会做什么事情，年纪又很大了。
He doesn't really know much, and he is quite advanced in age.
所以他说，就是说没有 没有决定下来要洗礼要归入这个团体，因为他不知道自己能够为这个团体做什么。
So he has not decided to get baptized and what he can do for the church.
那我就跟他说啊，
So I told him,
我们教会的团体跟世上的团体不一样。
So our church is different from the worldly organization.
哦，世上的团体是看你能够做什么。
The worldly organizations sees what you can do for them.
你能够做的越多，你受到的的喜爱就越大。
So the more you can do for them, the more you are welcome.
哦，但是神的家不一样啊。
But this is not so for the church of God.
哦，教会是一个家。
The church is likened to a home.
其实我们都不能够做什么。
In fact, none of us can do anything.
我们就是尽心、尽性、尽力去爱我们的神。
And we try our hearts and soul to serve our Lord.
哦，我们能够做的就是把神交给我们做的做好就好了。
The only things we can do is to do our best for what God has given us.
其实也不是我们在做。
In fact, it is not us that has done it.
也不是我们靠着自己的能力做。
It's not to rely our own ability to do it.
而是靠着主的灵在我们的里面做成这个美好的工作。
Rather, we rely on the Holy Spirit to complete the good work of the Lord.
好。这个就是教会里面的服事了。
This is the service of the church.
所以神没有说以西结啊，你一定要找一百个人悔改。
So God did not say to Ezekiel, you have to find 100 men for to repent.
你就是忠心的去传神的话。
As long as you faithfully pass on the message of God,
这样子就足够了。
This is good enough.
也不是以西结的话，是神的话。
It's not the words of Ezekiel, but rather the words of God.
哦，这个就是以西结。他蒙召的一个过程。
So this is the process of the calling of Ezekiel.
那我们继续在以西结书每日读经当中，也我相信如果我们愿意花这个时间用这个心思，都能够得到很多美好的教训。
So if we spend time to study the words of in the book of Ezekiel, we will learn much from the book of Ezekiel.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing him
162首。
162
我们总共唱三节。
Let's sing three verses.
啊，尽量把副歌背起来。等一下祷告完，我们会用这个副歌。
Please memorize the chorus, and later when we conclude our prayer, we will sing this.
今日我投靠耶稣脚前。脱去苦难罪愆，十字架下无限恩典，我与我主垂怜，欢喜唱诗赞美救主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，奉主天天背负重担，在世路上直到天家，每日虽多劳苦牵挂，我心不知惊慌，只要向主祈祷敬拜，投靠生命之下，欢喜唱诗赞美救主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，奉主天天背负重担，在世路上直到天家。最后一节，我会暂时稳坐前，一切有欢喜间，甚至救主不负我重担，待我换得安全，欢喜唱诗赞美救主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，奉主天天背负重担，在世路上直到天家。
我们请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we shall pray.
祷告当中，我们感谢神。
In our prayer, we thank God.
我们也祈求神继续看顾我们。
We ask God to continue to look after us.
我们感谢神，恩迪弟兄今天早上也能够来到教会，来一起跟我们守安息圣日。
Thank God that Brother Andy is able to join us in the morning service.
我们继续为我们在卡加利教会地区的圣礼迁安的同龄们祷告。
We continue to pray for those who are sick
in Calgary.
In Calgary Church.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Now we shall pray and pray in one accord.